farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Residents in sugar-dependent areas to benefit from additional EU funding support. Stay with us to find out more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Residents in sugar-dependent areas across the island are to benefit from an additional $910.2 million grant from the European Union EU under its accompanying Measures for Sugar AMS Protocol Countries project. Finance and the Public Service Minister Odi Shaw says the allotment is the first of two variable tranches of budget support under this phase of the AMS, which began in 2013 and for which a financial agreement was signed in 2014.
The first variable tranche was disbursed in November of last year in the sum of €6.5 million.
The second tranche of approximately €15 million is expected to be disbursed in March 2018. Minister Shaw says the funds will go towards improving the living standards of the rural population in sugar-dependent areas.
The disbursement further aids the government's mission to reduce the economic and the social disparities of our rural areas by creating sustainable productivity increases to hundreds of people moving out of poverty.
The specific objectives of the strategy being supported under the AMS are the creation of a commercially viable sugarcane industry by strengthened sector management, improved field and factory productivity, and the development of sugar-dependent areas. This in a bid to strengthen and support the improvement of living conditions in these areas based on sustainable economic and social development. Head of the EU delegation to Jamaica, Malgorzata Wasilewska, says the allocation represents more than just a financial investment.
It's an investment in Jamaica and its people. We are demonstrating our firm commitment to Jamaica's growth agenda with an investment in sugar industry.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the program has been a lifeline for the sugar industry.
The fact that we have been able to go in and repair roads, to have introduced into the community social programs, training, facilities for sports, for enabling persons who had no hope because the industry had taken a dive. We have been able to introduce within the program support for them to go into their own little businesses and to become independent small business owners.
The AMS assistance provided by the EU supports implementation of the Jamaica Country Strategy 2009 to 2020 for the sugarcane industry. This is being done through the Sugar Implementation Unit of the Industry Ministry in the sugar-producing parishes of Westmoreland, Clarendon, St. Catherine, Trelawney, St. Elizabeth, and St. Thomas. And now for our proverb of the day. 1-1 cocoa, full basket. Translation: adding cocoa one by one can lead to a full basket. A similar proverb is every mickle make a muckle. Translation: every little thing adds up. And they both mean everything adds up. Don't waste anything. Do not expect to achieve success overnight. It takes time. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.